inflation, not just for balloons.
It's Home Economics on 95BFM with Rupert Carlyon of Coda Wealth.
Morena. Rupert, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Good sort of Monday morning. Everyone's slowly easing back into it. We've got lots of money questions from people probably post-weekend, I would imagine, as well. And we've got a couple left over from last week, which we didn't get time to get to. So we might start with one of those, which was, if I start a KiwiSaver for my wee one, can they access that money at 18 years old?
Unfortunately, no. The only three ways you can get money out of KiwiSaver. First is financial hardship. So if you really need access to money to pay your bills, you can grant access then. Otherwise, to pay for your first deposit, or otherwise when you turn 65. So personally, I think for children, there are better products than KiwiSaver, because fundamentally you want to give them options. If they want to start a business, they might need to go away and do some travel to clear their head. There's lots of things that people need money for, but KiwiSaver is only there for typically for your retirement or for your first home.
So that hopefully answers your question there.
Speaking of financial hardship, we had one about that as well. What circumstances can I make withdrawals from my KiwiSaver under financial hardship?
So if you're struggling to pay for your bills, or if you have a sudden unexpected one-off expense, so what the process will be, if you do need to think that you need to withdraw from your KiwiSaver financial hardship, your KiwiSaver provider will ask you why. You'll need to have a good solid reason, and they'll also have a look at your budget, and they're going to ask you to do a budget for them. And really, you're going to have to prove why you can't afford to pay your current bills with what you've currently got. Generally, that means there needs to be something external that's happened as well. So that might be you've lost your job, you've had a salary reduction, or you, as I said, a big one-off expected bill. It is there to be accessed, but the problem is, if you do access it today, that just means you've got less money for your retirement in the future. So you're kind of solving a problem today, but creating a problem in the future,
right?
Which is why it's not a costless thing to do.
So is that they'll the same kind of thing where they'll look through your like account history?
They won't generally look at your account history, but they're going to ask for a budget. They're going to ask for all of those kind of things. If you're someone that's asked multiple times for a financial hardship withdrawal, that's also going to spark some concerns with the KiwiSaver provider.
We have another question here about, I guess, like ages and KiwiSaver and when you should be signing up. Someone said, is it worth getting into KiwiSaver? I'm 40 and I've only just recently moved to New Zealand.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
The big reason, so it is never too late to start saving.
Right.
It is always better to start saving when you're younger. But fundamentally, as a 40-year-old, you still get all the benefits of KiwiSaver. You're still going to get the $500 a year of free government money if you put in the first 1,000. Mm-hmm. You're still going to have your employer matching 3%. And so my argument is, anyone that is working should always be putting into KiwiSaver to take advantage of the free money. You will need to contribute, if you're only starting to save for your retirement at 40, you will need to contribute a lot more than the 3% or even the 10% that you kind of need to, but it's never too late. You've always got to start somewhere.
Question about that free money, because we've talked about this a little bit sort of tangentially in this segment before, but what is that free money and how does it work?
So KiwiSaver's got two pieces of free money attached to it. First of all, there's a government contribution. So for the first $1,042 that you contribute, then the government will match that 50 cents in the dollar. So if you put $1,042 into your KiwiSaver in a financial year, then the $521 will get given to you by the government.
So, and is that every year? So if you manage to put in that $1,000 every year yourself, they're going to be topping it up too?
Yep. So between the year goes from 1st of July through to 30 June. And so every single year you've got access to that little pot of money. So that's pot number one. Pot number two is most employers will match 3%. So if you contribute 3% of your salary, then the employer will also match that. So it's just a nice way where, so if you earn $60,000, you might be putting in $20 a week or $25 a week. But actually, by the time you get all the different top-ups, that turns itself into $40 to $50 a week.
Right,
so
okay.
So the $1,042, does that include what your employer puts in for you?
No, unfortunately, okay. That's only your contribution yourself.
All right, good to know. We've got a question about buying a house. Is it worth buying a house with three of my mates with our quick KiwiSavers instead of renting? I can definitely see why that's tempting for people.
The only way you can buy a house in Auckland, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I think at the moment with interest rates where they are, I think you probably are actually better buying a house.
Ooh,
I think the typical Auckland house has a yield of 3%. And so when you can get a mortgage of 2.5%, that's fine. I think it allows you to have a capital gain as well from you starting to earn capital gains on the house at a younger age. And then from a purely retirement perspective, it also allows you to start saving for your retirement a little bit earlier as well. So yeah, I think at the moment with interest rates where they are, it's quite a good time to be buying a house if you can.
Interesting.
And then our last question of the morning is, I'm meant to be moving overseas in the next 5 years, COVID permitting. Is it worth getting KiwiSaver now?
Yep. Again, for all the same reasons that I said previously. You get your free money.
You get your free money.
You take your free money. That's number one rule on KiwiSaver. Take as much free money as you can.
It's a good rule in general, isn't it?
I think most things in life. But look, so if it's just an OE, then your KiwiSaver will still be working for you while you're away. And similar to when I went overseas, I had my KiwiSaver and it just kind of came back to a nice surprise. It was a whole lot bigger than when I left.
Cool.
Because the investment returned. If you're going to move permanently, then after, as long as you are out of the country for over 12 months,
mm-hmm.
and you declare and sign an attestation that you're never coming back, you can actually take the money out with you.
Wow, okay.
So it's not trapped here in New Zealand.
So if you... Right, okay, interesting.
You can take your money.
Can't come back, though.
Oh, you can come back.
Yeah.
You can always change your mind.
Yeah.
Right. You've made your mind up. You cannot come home.
That's it.
So it's one way to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that if we've got the borders in quarantine, you'll never be able to get back.
That's true.
It's a bit of a mission at the moment, isn't it?
No. So if you go to Australia, they'll transfer it into an Australian superannuation fund there.
Right.
So you've got the same set of rules, and anywhere else in the world, what they'll do is they'll just allow you to take the money out.
Okay.
At that point in time. So actually, I should probably change the very first question to the other way you can get the money out is move overseas.
Move overseas.
Well, thank you. And never come back.
And never come back. Well, thank you very much for that, Rupert. And thank you, texters, for all of your questions as well. If you do have any questions, send them through to 5395 and we'll put some more to you next week, Rupert. See you then.
See you then.
That's Money, Home Economics on 95 BFM.